Christingle. At the centre, obviously, of a Christingle, which we're going to be talking about and constructing a little bit later, is a candle, okay? And a candle wax, it really gets on my wick. How do you make a candle burn longer? You can't. They burn shorter. I searched on eBay for something to light my candle, but it said no matches found. So. Why couldn't the candle get any sleep? Because there's no rest for the wicked. I burnt the candle at both ends once. Didn't do wonders for the cake. And lastly, most stressful thing about being a dragon, apparently, is trying to blow out the candles on your birthday cake. The idea of Christingles actually originated in 1747 in a Moravian church in Germany. And the minister, a guy called John de Wattville, probably not pronounced like that at all, came up with this idea. And he basically gave all the children in the service a lighted candle with a red ribbon around it to represent Jesus being the light of the world. And that's kind of when it originated. And it wasn't actually until in the 60s that it kind of then was picked up again and has since been developed. And many churches around the country, around the world now celebrate Christingle as part of their Advent countdown, as part of their preparations for Christmas. And however much it's changed slightly, we're not just going to hand out a load of candles later on and ask you to hold them and try and, you know, not let the wax drip on you and that sort of thing. The message is still the same. It's still the same heart behind it in terms of what it's seeking to communicate. And there's a verse in John chapter 8, verse 12 particularly. And it says, Jesus spoke to the people again. He said, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. They will have that light. They will have life. And basically at this point in John 8, some of the Pharisees, some of the kind of the religious leaders have been talking with or to Jesus, depending on how you view it. And basically they're not really that happy with him. They're a bit upset with some of the things he's saying and some of the statements that he's making about himself. And there's this kind of argument going on because they completely miss who he was, who he is. They completely missed who he came to be. And there's various sayings like this one where he says, I am the light of the world, throughout John's gospel in the New Testament, where Jesus says, you know, I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the true vine and I am the light of the world. And I want us just to think this morning briefly three things from this verse. And I wonder if you can count with me to make sure that I don't do like the Family Matters and we end up on kind of point 15 as I'm working through this morning. But firstly, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you go to buy a candle these days, I mean, we've got these candles here. They look kind of fairly kind of similar. Okay, slightly different colours. The candles we're going to use later on are all facing. But as you can see, you can get all sorts of types of candles. The duck one on the bottom right, that apparently, obviously it's a picture, so I don't know this for certain, apparently smells like bananas. Why you'd want a rubber duck candle that smells like bananas? Maybe you've got one. If you have, I apologise. Obviously, you've got your beeswax ones. I get that a bit more because that might smell like bees, maybe. No. Various other different shapes and sizes. Obviously, you've got your happy birthday ones. The ones at the top left, they're bacon-shaped candles. I don't think they smell of bacon, but still, I don't know why you'd want the one that looks like bacon. That just is odd. And then in the middle, you see there's loads of different kind of types of candles here, round ones, square ones, twisty ones, different colours. And you could, I mean, you go into candle shops now, can't you? And you could spend kind of hours, if you so wish, looking at what kind of candles am I going to buy? What's going to look best on my dining room table or on the mantelpiece or wherever it is? And there's kind of endless varieties. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Not kind of I'm one option of a whole load, you know, pick me. No, I am the light of the world, the only light. There is no one else. There is no other option. Jesus is the only light sent by God for us. So that's the first thing that Jesus said in this verse. I am the light of the world. Secondly, Jesus says, anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. That's the second thing in this verse. Who's had a power cut this week? Okay, there's been random power cuts this week, which is really exciting. Or not, maybe, as the case may be. I remember as a child, power cuts used to go on a lot longer. And you'd kind of, that would go on all night and that sort of thing. We were, sitting in the lounge when the power cut happened for us. I think it was Wednesday, maybe, evening this week. All five of us are sitting there, and we're watching the end of the recent episode of Lego Masters, just about to discover who's gonna go through and who's going home. And suddenly it all goes out. But it's not just that the TV went off, everything went completely black and dark. And then you realise how much kind of false light we use, because you couldn't see anything. I completely forgot that I had my phone right next to me that I could have picked up, and there's a torch on that. I stumbled through to the kitchen, as you're yelling to everyone else, stay still, don't move, and got a torch. But we think of kind of the complete darkness. If you go into a room that is completely dark and you turn on a torch or you light a candle, the impact that it makes, I mean, I can't describe it, can I? It's got something you've got to experience. Because light always wins over darkness. You know, you go into a room, if you light a candle, it's not going to be, well, actually, it's too dark in there for the candle to light up. You know, you turn a torch on, it's like, oh, no, it's just too dark tonight. Sorry, the torch isn't going to work. No, the light always wins. And it always transforms the darkness. And that's what Jesus is saying. For those who choose to follow him, to get to know him, who ask him to be their friend, they can have that light. They can know him and will never be in darkness again. And that's a choice that I know many of us here today have made. Maybe it's a choice that you've never made. It's a choice that I think can be, we can think about it in lots of different ways, but it's about admitting that we do wrong. It's about believing that God loves us, made us, and has a purpose for us. It's about counting the cost, that actually if I'm going to follow Jesus and live in the light, I'm going to need to live a different way, and maybe start doing some stuff that I haven't been doing, and stop doing some stuff that I was doing. And then I need to decide to follow him. So anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, Jesus says. And then thirdly, the last thing that Jesus says, he says, they will have that light. They will have life. If you have a candle, how do you light a candle? You can use a matchstick, yes. You can light it with a matchstick, okay? You can also light a candle, as we're going to do later on, from another candle. You know, it would be very possible, actually. We probably will have people going around helping to light candles later on. But it's possible, all just from this one candle here, for example, we could light every single candle that we're going to light in here today. Because we could just pass on that flame. We don't need to run around with 100 or so matches. Kind of light one for you. Okay, put that up. Light one for you, put it out. We don't need to do that. Because it transfers. We can pass it along. And in many ways, I think this is a great illustration of what Jesus is talking about here. Because he commands us to be lights as well. And actually, as we receive his light, as we have his light, then actually it's something that we're going to pass on to others. We're going to kind of reflect of you. I mean, you think about the moon. It doesn't actually have any light of its own, but it reflects the light of the sun. And that's how we see it. And in the same way, I think it's something like that as believers, those who know Jesus, we should be reflecting and passing on the light of Jesus to those around us. So that when they see us, they actually see Jesus. So if we go back to that verse in its entirety, John 8 says, Jesus spoke to the people again. He said, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. They will have the light of life. Now, this morning, if you just heard me talk through that verse, if you'd like to accept Jesus and actually say, yeah, I want some of that light in my life. I want someone who is going to be with me through all things. I want someone who is going to help me and guide me. Then in a moment, I'm going to say a prayer and I want to invite you to say it with me. Maybe this morning, actually, as you've arrived here, you've maybe been a Christian for years and you've known Jesus for years. But actually, you need to take a moment just to recommit yourself. and actually say, this is what I want to be about. Particularly as I head towards, into this Christmas and this Advent season, actually, I want to be someone who shines for Jesus. I want to be someone who they see me, and in me, they see the light of Jesus. And maybe you could use this prayer again as that recommitment to living for him. So if you have the words up on the screen, this is the prayer. I'm going to read it through, and then I'll say it again in a moment. It says, "Dear God, thank you that I can be your friend." Because that's what the Bible says. We can be a friend of God through Jesus. I'm sorry that I've done things that are wrong. So it's about owning the fact, admitting the fact that we get it wrong. None of us are perfect. Please help me to live your way. And that's what we find in the Bible. All the truths of God as to how we can live God's way, the best way, the way that we were created to live. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me, to take the blame for wrong things I have done. That's what the cross is all about. The fact that Jesus died in our place so that we wouldn't have to. Please come into my life and help me to follow him. So if you want to pray that prayer, whether for the first time or whether as a recommitment, then I invite you to do that now. But let us pray. Dear God, thank you that I can be your friend. I'm sorry that I have done things that are wrong. Please help me to live your way. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me, to take the blame for wrong things I have done. Please come into my life and help me to follow him. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, then that's amazing. You've just either accepted Jesus as your best friend, or you've made that recommitment. And I really want to encourage you, whether you've prayed that for the first time or the 183rd time, that you tell someone this morning. Particularly if you said it for the first time, then we've got a section of booklets. One's kind of more for children, one's kind of feeding it into Christmas, but just explains a bit of what I've just been talking about in terms of who Jesus is and why he came and the difference he can make. They're out on the side. Do grab one. But I really want to encourage us to share that decision if we've made it this morning. Now, as we kind of think about celebrating Christmas, and obviously one way to help us remember all of this is through Christingle, okay? As I said, back in 1747, it all began. And so what we're going to do this morning is, as we've done before, we're going to have a go at making our own Christingles. So as a reminder to us of what Christmas is all about and the fact that Jesus came as the light of the world. And so I'm going to need your help as we're just going to go through and explain the different parts of it, okay? And then a bit later we're going to have a go at making them all ourselves. Now, to begin with, I need, obviously, the main part of this is the orange, okay? But I thought kind of oranges are a little small and piddly and you're not really going to be able to spot them. So I've had a go at making something a little bigger for you, okay? So this is our orange, okay? I'm afraid you aren't all going to get one this size. And before anyone asks, no, it's not a real orange. If you come and take a bite of it, you might not really enjoy it. The orange represents God's world. It reminds us that the world is God's, that he created it. And that he was, the first and the last, the Bible says. There was no one before him because there was just God. And the world is God's creation. And just that reminder, that blessing that we have to be able to be alive in it today. The red ribbon that goes round it, which is going to be fixed on to your oranges as well, reminds us of, I think, of God's love. Because actually it reminds us of the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross. Obviously that's Easter, so we're not going to go in too much detail about that, because come back in a few months. But the fact that actually the blood that Jesus spilled, that he actually went to the cross, just like in that prayer, for each of us, so that we could know God again. He paid the price for us. So we've got God's world, God's love. What's up next? Can anyone tell me what we need next? What do we need next? Anyone beside my two children who have seen this on the dining room table all week? Anyone else? sticks. Yes, they're sticks. You need four sticks, okay? And the sticks have kind of different kind of meanings. I think they talk about God's domain, which is another way of talking about how kind of far God can go. You know, a king, if he's kind of king of a country, or like the queen of England, her domain is kind of, you know, it would be England. You know, if you've got a king or a queen of a certain country, their domain is that country. God's domain knows no end. Okay, there's no boundary to it. And so two ways of looking at it. One of the sticks talk about the seasons, some people use. The idea that the whole year is God's, you know, kind of the whole. But I came across another kind of interpretation, which I quite like, which is the four points of the compass. So north, south, east and west. As that reminder that God's kingdom knows no end. That he is sovereign over all. So we need to find four sticks, okay? Now, I've given you a clue in thinking about north, south, east, and west, okay? So have a look around. They're in here. I've got all day, so no rush. So if you've spotted one, so we've got one here, okay? Thank you very much. Ah, brilliant, Anna. Anna's got another one. Excellent. Thank you very much. You can shove it in. Shove it in, go on. Pop it in. Thank you very much, Kay. So we have our orange, which represents God's... It's on the screen, people. We have the ribbon that represents God's...
Love.
And the four sticks, or cocktail sticks, obviously, God's... domain, the fact that God's kingdom knows no end. Okay, so obviously, what goes on the cocktail sticks? Do we need to put anything on them? Actually, we could just do it like this with a candle, couldn't we? Is there another key part? What about God? The sweets. Apparently, some people think that's an important part of this whole creation. Yes, we need some sweets. Okay, now I haven't got supersized sweets, but there are sweets around. If you could look under your chairs, there are 9 paper bags under 9 chairs. Okay, if you find one, if you could bring it to the front, or you can give it to someone else to bring to the front. Have a look around. You might spot them under people's chairs. There are thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have... Robert, do you want to give me a hand and put them on? Thank you, Margaret. So, put it on. Just. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you very much. So we have 9, obviously they're not sweets, Robert said, which he was a bit disappointed. I think he did think they were going to be giant sweets. 9 sweets, which talk about God's gifts to us. Now, some would argue that means you need to have endless number of sweets on your Christingle, because God's gifts, you know no end, which I quite like the potential idea of that, because that means I just need a massive bag of sweets to go with my Christingle. We put 9 on ours here because it's particularly reminded of certain type of gift that God gives us in terms of the gifts of the Spirit we read about in Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. So there's the 9 gifts, the 9 sweets to remind us of that. So we've got the orange being God's...
world.
Who said love? God's world. The ribbon being God's...
love.
The sticks being...
domain.
And the sweets being...
gift.
Which does then lead one final bit. What did you shout at the beginning, David? We need the... Yeah, I think you did. Cocktail sticks. Oh, someone said... someone in. I was going to give you credit. Candle, yes. We need a candle. I do have a slightly larger candle that we can pop in. Nobody light it, though, later on. I think they're funny. Yeah, you have the candle, which obviously is the centre of it all. Jesus being the light of the world, God's Son. And so that reminded to us that actually that's kind of, in many ways, I think it's great the fact that we do this at the start of December. You can do it lots of different times and that's fine, but I really like it because it almost kind of sets us up as we go through Advent, reminding us that Jesus came as the light of the world to save us. He came as a baby, but he didn't stay as a baby. He grew up and did the most amazing thing in giving himself over to death in our place. Now what we're going to do is, in a few moments, we're going to have a go at making our own. So we're going to pass out all the bits and pieces. But before that, we're going to sing a song. I'm going to hand over to Emma.
Just before we sing Light of the World,